All right, everyone, and after I've had a few graham crackers, Sylvester Graham wouldn't be happy about that, by the way. You might want to look him up. We're going to play some Lust Theory. He definitely wouldn't be happy about this if you go look him up. But all right, let's get started because we were doing some mommy stuff, some weird, you know, stuff that I don't fucking condone, but yeah, it is what it is. All right, so first make sure we're recording. Go black screen for a minute. Okay, we're good. That was weird. I don't know what that was. I don't think the game's running twice. No, it's not. All right. No. Oh, in the morning. Hold on. Let me just restart then. No. All right. Morning. Shit, I still can't help thinking about her naked body.
Good morning.
Mention Jeff. So how are you doing?
Huh?
You know, with Jeff.
Oh.
I mean, you guys were together for a while. Must be hard with him gone. Yeah, that old Jeff. He was a hard-working man.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, fair enough.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Fair enough. But if you ever feel like talking about it, I'm always here.
That's really sweet of you, hon. Oh, shit. Look at the time. I gotta get going.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She leaves the house. She really wanted to get out of this conversation. Usually she doesn't leave for another 10 minutes. Maybe mentioning Jeff in the morning was not the best idea, but doing it at night when she's a little more drunk might work. So, I did that right. After following most of the same steps you did before, you arrive back from the kitchen with a second bottle of wine. Only this time, instead of watching the movie quietly until Mother falls asleep, Jeff will be the topic of conversation.
Wow, that's some fancy wine. I don't even remember buying it.
It was tucked away in the back of the fridge. You probably forgot about it.
Probably.
As you sit down next to her, she pours herself another glass. A while later, and although she's not exactly drunk yet, the glazed look in her eyes hints that she isn't far off either. I think she's pretty tipsy now. It might be a good time to bring up Jeff. Can I ask you a question, Mother?
Sure. What do you want to ask?
How are you?
How am I? Good, I guess.
I mean, how are you really?
I'm not sure I know what you're getting at, hon.
It's just that ever since Jeff left, you seem pretty down, detached, you know?
I have. I didn't even realize.
Well, it's true. Which is why lately I've been worrying about you more and more.
I appreciate the concern, hon, but I'm fine, really.
She says that, but I can tell she's lying. She's just trying not to be vulnerable in front of me. You don't have to hide how you feel from me, Mother. Feel free to let your walls down in front of me. I won't think any less of you.
I'm not.
Yes, you are, but you don't need to. You and Jeff were together for a pretty long time, and with how things ended...
Stop, please. I don't want to talk about this. Not now.
But it'd be good for you. Right now, you're just bottling it all up, and it's probably killing you inside. You need to talk to someone about it. Get it off your chest, you know?
I said drop it. Didn't you hear me? Can't you tell that I'm not comfortable talking about this stuff with you? Just leave me be and let me deal with it the way I think is best. And besides, what would you know anyway? What would you know about getting your heart broken? What would you know about relationships at all?
Wow, she's really starting to crack.
We were having such a good time. Watching a movie together, drinking some wine. But you had to just go and ruin it, didn't you? Well, I hope you're happy, because you succeeded.
Mother, I didn't mean...
Just stop it. I don't want to hear any more. I'm going to bed, and I suggest you do the same. Good night.
Without another word, she storms off upstairs and slams the bedroom door shut behind her. Well, that didn't go as planned. Maybe next time I should wait till she's drank a little more before bringing up Jeff. I understand. I'm sorry if I upset you.
No, I'm sorry. I know that you're just trying to help. But it's really not necessary. I'll be fine. I am fine.
If you say so, but I'm always here if you ever need someone to talk to.
Thank you. Are we going to watch this movie or keep talking?
For the rest of the movie, the two of you sit in complete silence. And once it finishes, your mother excuses herself and goes straight upstairs. Well, that ended up being a complete waste of time. Not only did I not get anywhere with Jeff, I made it so awkward that my mother didn't drink another sip. Which means I didn't even get a chance to have some fun with her. Next time I should wait till she drank a bit more wine. She might still have been too sober to open up to me. Okay, this is getting weird. Okay. Doing everything you've done the previous time, you arrive back into the living room with a second bottle of wine. Only this time, you don't plan on jumping the gun with Jeff talk quite so fast.
Wow, that's some fancy wine. I don't even remember buying it.
It was tucked away in the back of the fridge. You probably forgot about it.
Probably.
As you sit down next to her, she pours herself another glass. I should wait till she drinks a couple more glasses before mentioning Jeff. Well, what are you waiting for? Drink up?
If I didn't know any better, I'd think you were trying to get me drunk.
Would that be such a bad thing? You could use a night to let your hair down.
I think you're right. Why couldn't I treat myself to a few extra glasses of wine every now and then? I work hard. I deserve it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Cheers.
For the next half hour, the two of you sat and watched the movie. Well, at least she did. You were more focused on assessing when the best time to bring up Jeff would be. It can't be too early, otherwise she'd just clam up like she did last time. But on the other hand, it can't be too late, either. Then she'd just end up passing out. I think that should do it. Looks like she's the perfect amount of drunk. Here goes nothing. Hey.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Go ahead. Ask me anything you want.
How are you doing?
Great. I'm sitting here with you, watching a movie, and drinking some good wine.
No, I mean, how are you really doing?
I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, that ever since you broke up with Jeff, you've been kind of down. Detached, even. And I'm just asking this because I'm concerned about you.
Oh, honey, I appreciate that, but I'm doing okay. I really am.
I know you want me to believe that, but I just don't think it's true. Come on, talk to me. Lowering her bleary eyes, a saddened look appeared on her face.
I shouldn't be talking about this stuff with you. It's not right.
I'm your son. You can talk about anything with me, especially if it's about something that's upsetting you. And for the last month, I can tell it really has been.
You're right. I've been having a tough time dealing with the breakup. But I'm doing my best to stay strong for you and the girls.
I see that. But you also need to have someone to confide in. Let me be that person. A single glistening tear rolls down her cheek as you sense her, begin breaking down.
It's just that...
What?
It's just that I really thought this one would work. I thought he was the one, you know?
That's what they all think. It's called one-itis. Look it up. I could tell you how much you loved him.
I was such a fool.
You know, you never did tell us why you broke up. All we know is that it was your decision.
I can't tell you. I can't tell any of you. Especially not...
She pauses suddenly, deciding not to finish her thought. Who can't you tell?
Nobody. Forget I said anything. All that matters is that I clearly wasn't enough for him. But maybe that's how it's supposed to be. Maybe I'm not good enough for anyone. I mean, just look at me. I'm a mess. What sane man would want this?
Are you kidding? What man wouldn't? You're absolutely beautiful.
Really?
Definitely. You give girls half your age a run for their money.
Oh, come on. Now you're just trying to flatter me. There's no way you actually mean that.
I swear on my life. Most of the girls in my school don't even hold a candle to you.
Why, thank you, hon. That's really sweet of you to say. But maybe you just have a thing for older women.
maybe. Or maybe I just have a thing for...
Yeah? What do you have a thing for?
I know, I'm making a lot of saves. You. I always have.
What?
I know it's wrong, but I fantasize about being with you for years.
Being with me? What are you telling me, hon?
I'm saying that I'd give anything just to have one night with you. And any man that wouldn't feel the same is an idiot.
Please, don't say such things. It's wrong. You shouldn't even be having those types of thoughts about me.
I can't help it. Even now, seeing you sitting there in that skimpy negligee? Okay, so that's what that thing is. It's making me crazy.
That's enough. I don't want to hear another word out of you.
Why? I'm just being honest. Your body... it's magnificent.
Stop it.
But your breasts, those are really get my cock hard.
I said stop it.
Wow, you can... She will probably beat you if you do the other one. Okay, I'll stop. I just couldn't help myself.
You have to. Look, I'm flattered that you find me attractive. I really am. But this is a path we can never, ever go down. Do you understand me?
Is it just because I'm your son?
What? What?
Is the reason we can't go down this path only because I'm your son? Oh, good God. And they're upset about that stupid... What's that stupid game where the brother and sister are doing things? Not Summer with Mia, but the one where she's like a goth girl or something. And like, they say, oh, the developer's a horrible person. It's like, come on, man. Would you feel differently if I wasn't?
No, I don't look at you that way. I can never look at you that way.
I'm not sure I believe that. I think you have looked at me in that way. And so what if you have?
Because it's wrong.
It's wrong because we're taught to believe it is. Damn, I can't believe he's trying to justify this. But the way I think about you, there's nothing that's ever so right.
Don't say another word. Whatever feeling you have, it's something that can never be acted upon. That's the end of it.
For a few seconds, the two of you looked into each other's eyes quietly. There was a sense of longing in hers.
I'm going to bed. And this is the last we'll speak of this. Good night, hon.
Before you can even respond, she turns and walks upstairs to her bedroom. Damn, I might have been a little too forward. Next time I should take it slower, be more subtle. Next time, heh, thank God for that.
Good.
Uh-oh, hold on. Thankfully, I made saves. Women like you, and I don't just mean your looks, you have an amazing personality, too.
I do?
You do. You're strong, caring, and loyal. I don't know what Jeff did to fuck things up with you, but whatever it was, he's an idiot.
That's what I tell myself every day. I'm just not sure I believe it.
You should. He was a fool to let you slip through his fingers.
Okay, hon. You can stop complimenting me now. All this flattery is starting to embarrass me. And anyway, all men are different.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard that. Never. All men are the same!
Some like one thing and others like another. I couldn't force him to want me.
What did he want that you couldn't offer?
I really shouldn't say.
Come on. I'm sure it'll do you a world of good to get it off your chest.
Let's just say, you two have very different interests when it comes to women.
Oh, I see. Chicks with dicks, huh?
No. Nothing like that. That would have actually been easier to handle, to be honest. I realized he was more into girls of the younger variety.
How younger? Well, yeah, pedophile?
No, God, no.
Okay, alright, so not that young.
I meant younger in comparison to me. Jesus.
I don't know if he's here looking at this game, but if he is, he's not happy. Well, either way, I don't get it. All I know is that he royally fucked up. He'll never find someone better than you.
You really mean that, don't you?
Why would I lie about something like that?
Oh, honey. You have no idea how much it means for you to say that.
You're welcome. Holy crap, her huge chest is squeezing right against me.
It's just that ever since I broke up with Jeff, I felt as if I was undesirable. As if no man would ever be truly and completely happy with me. But you're helping me to see that that might not be true.
Of course it's not. As she gazes deeply into your eyes, you feel a spark between the two of you. One that makes you question whether she possibly even has something for you, too.
Hey!
Nope, that ain't gonna work.
What the?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't have. I don't even know what to say right now.
I just think that you're so beautiful and I couldn't help myself.
Oh, God. I need some more wine.
With her glass of wine at hand, she throws her head back and drinks the entire thing down in one quick chug. You okay?
I'm fine. I need another.
Pouring yet another glass, she again throws her head back and slams it down just as quickly.
Hun.
Yeah?
You were just going for my cheek, weren't you? Kissing me on the lips was only an accident, right?
No, I meant to...
It was just an accident, wasn't it, hun?
Oh, I see what she's doing. Yeah, mother, it was only an accident.
Good. That's what I thought.
Leaning back against the sofa, your mother closes her eyes.
God, what a mess.
For the next few minutes, you sit in silence, not knowing where to go from here. I know you don't want to hear this, but... Did you fall asleep? Hey, Holy crap, she did. I guess those two extra glasses of wine were enough to push her over the edge. As you look at her sprawled out body, you consider whether or not you should have another shot at her. Maybe I did do enough to have her not freak out when she wakes up. I mean, she didn't get that annoyed when I kissed her. Screw it, it's not like I have anything to lose anyway. Just as you did the other times, you carefully lay her down on the sofa without waking her up. At least you thought so. All the moving around was more than enough to wake her up.
What's going on?
Good. What do you know? We're still a few minutes away from the day resetting. Hopefully that should be enough time to get her all wet and horny. Once again, you spread her legs and bend them.
Is he doing what I think he is?
Confused but quite curious, your mother stays quiet and pretends to still be asleep. Getting a perfect view of her pussy. I'll just start fingering her right away. Don't have too much time to mess around. Sliding your fingers into her warm pussy, you hear her moan.
Fuck. He surprised me. I couldn't hold in the moan.
That's right. Don't wake up just yet.
I can't even know I'm awake.
Interesting. She hasn't said Jeff's name. Then again, she hasn't said mine either. Sometime later, you pull your soaked fingers out of her pussy.
Why did he stop?
Okay, that should do it. And press the tip of your cock against her opening.
Oh, God. Is that?
It's 3:12, so I need to hurry up and put it in if I don't want the time to reset first. Then, you slide it right in.
Fuck. I almost screamed. This felt so good.
Gosh, shit. That always feels fucking amazing.
He's so big. I hope I can keep up the act.
It's so warm and tight, too, especially for someone who's had kids. Ever so slowly, you begin pushing your cock deeper inside her.
No way. I just can't stop my voice.
Fuck, she is so tight. Slowly, having not sensed any resistance, you push it in even further still. Fuck, this feels so good, I don't think I'll be able to hold out much longer, but can't come just yet, at least not until she's woken up. As you continue pumping, it isn't long before you notice she begins stirring.
I can't hold it anymore. I should stop him. What is that feeling? Pretend I'm just now waking up and act shocked.
She turns her head and opens her eyes, catching sight of you lying over top with your cock deep inside her.
Hon, what are you... What's...
Looking down, she then realizes exactly what's happening.
Are you... Wait, what?
Oh, fuck, she's starting to freak out. Now might be the right time to just cut my losses and come.
Get off of me! Get off of me right this second! I can't let him suspect a thing.
Just a few more, as you aggressively pump your cock back and forth in and out of her soaking wet pussy, you feel yourself reaching the brink of ecstasy.
No, no, no! No, you can't do this! Fuck. How am I supposed to pretend this doesn't turn me on?
With your balls emptying inside her, she loudly groans. A groan that to you sounded like a combination of both rage and pleasure. Except you didn't know it was pure pleasure.
Why did you... do that? I almost came too.
Why? With only a handful of seconds until the day resets, you take a deep breath and smile at her. Because there's no consequences. None of this matters. Seconds from now, it'll be as if it never even happened. So, why wouldn't I? Wow. That didn't go as well as I hoped it would. What can I even do to make her enjoy it? Hell, is that even possible? Maybe it really isn't. Then again, I can't give up just yet. I'm sure there's an answer somewhere. I just need to be patient and wait for it to show up. something drastic needs to happen between me and her if there's any chance of her giving in to me. I think I have an idea. Maybe I should talk to her in the evening when she's in her room. Wow, they're really pushing this. I really don't know what else to say. I really don't know what else to do for her to say my name at night. I'm desperate. Desperate. Maybe that's it. Let's try this out. You softly knock on the door.
Yes.
You enter her bedroom with a sad look on your face.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. She sits up looking concerned.
What do you mean, nothing? I can see something's troubling you. What is it? You can tell me. I don't think I've seen him this sad since his dog died.
I don't think I can...
Of course you can. I'm here for you. You can tell me anything.
Still, I really don't know how to tell you this.
Come closer and tell me. I won't get mad, even if it's something bad. I promise.
You move a bit closer. Promise?
Yes, I promise. How bad could it be that he's in such shape?
Okay, please don't get mad at me, okay?
I told you I won't. Trust me.
Okay, here goes nothing. I think I might have sexual fantasies about you.
What?
You promise you won't get mad. Please work. Please work.
Okay. What type of sexual fantasies? I didn't expect this for sure.
It's kind of hard to talk to you about it.
It's okay. Just tell me.
I don't know. This was a bad idea. Forget I said anything.
I doubt I can forget it, so... What is it? You fantasize about sleeping with me? God, this is awkward.
No, nothing like that.
What is it, then?
Blowjob.
Blowjob?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
But that doesn't mean I expect anything to happen, of course. So from now on, I'll just keep these thoughts to myself.
I don't think that's the answer. At least, that's not what a friend of mine told me.
Friend? What friend?
She's a high school counselor who spends a lot of time dealing with men just like you.
I wonder if we'll meet her in the next game. Give me a minute, I gotta get some water.
Trust her opinion.
Oh. Well, what did she say?
She believes that if these desires of yours go untreated, you'll eventually start developing even more extreme thoughts. And I won't have you ruin your life over some misguided fantasy you have about me. I just won't.
So what are we supposed to do then?
People want what they can't have, especially men. I know that all too well. However, once we get what we've longed to have for so long, the desire for it usually fades pretty quickly.
Wait, she's not going to suggest that I think she is. Is she? So, what are you saying? Exactly, I mean.
I want that desire of yours to fade, and I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that happens.
Suddenly... Gulp, this was your friend's idea?
In a manner of speaking.
What kind of counselor would suggest something like this?
So, you like them?
Yeah.
Not too big?
God, no. They're perfect.
Good. So, I was thinking, maybe you could put your, penis in between them. I won't suck it, like you said, but I think this should be more than a fair compromise. And as inappropriate as it still is, at least it's not completely horrible, somehow. So, is that something you'd be interested in?
Can't hurt to give it a shot, right?
No, I suppose not.
As she watches on tentatively, you remove your pants, exposing your throbbing cock. Stepping towards her, you stick your cock between her breasts, unable to not notice her pounding chest. What now?
Now I do this.
Ugh, that feels incredible. And as she remains silent, you continue thrusting your cock back and forth between her large, soft breasts. Shit, I can already feel myself getting close. For a few more seconds, you gyrate, trying desperately to stop yourself from coming. But it's too much. I'm gonna come! Well, where do I do it?
Do it on my tits.
Grabbing hold of your dick, you aim it at her luscious breasts. Ah, shit!
How do you feel? Did you enjoy it?
It was unforgettable, and so were you. Just looking at you with my jizz all over your...
Shh. Don't say anything else. I don't want to hear it right now. Just tell me that I've relieved you of these thoughts.
Yeah, I think it worked.
Good. All that matters.
You interrupt her. I better go now.
Yes, you're right.
With that, you exit her bedroom. Really didn't think this would go so well. You go to your room for a little while, and soon it's nighttime. Hopefully giving me a boob job makes a difference. Okay, let's try talking to her again at night in the living room. Hey.
Huh? Oh, hey, hon. What are you still doing up?
Couldn't sleep. Though considering what happened today, I guess that's no surprise.
Yeah.
Weird, she's already started drinking on her own. By the looks of it, she's probably already a bottle deep. Want some company? You look a little lonely here by yourself.
I'm not sure that would be a good idea.
Why not?
I think you know why, hon. It'd be the best if you just went back to your room.
If you're talking about what happened earlier between us, there's nothing for you to feel uncomfortable about. He's really pushing it.
I shouldn't have done it. In the moment, it seemed like a good idea. But now, I just feel dirty.
Don't be silly. You only did it because you thought it helped me stop thinking about you in that way. It's not like you enjoyed it, right?
No, of course I didn't.
It's totally fine then, right? You're just overthinking it.
Perhaps. But tell me.
Yeah?
Did it help? You know, with the thoughts?
Oh, definitely. Just not in the way you were hoping for.
Good. Knowing that makes me feel a little more at ease.
She takes a sip from the glass and puts it down on the table. I'm glad, because I hate seeing you so down in the dumps like this.
Uh-huh.
This looks like a good chance to ask about Jeff again. Unless the thing with us isn't the only thing that's been troubling you.
To be honest, it isn't. But it doesn't matter, because it's not something I feel is appropriate to talk to you about.
Jeff, huh? She smiles, still a bit sad-looking.
Am I really that easy to read?
Kind of. We all notice how you've been acting a little different ever since you guys broke up.
Oh? That's a shame. I've really been trying to put on a brave face this last month. Hope I haven't come across as too depressed.
You haven't. But even if you had, I'd totally understand it. After all, you and Jeff were together for quite a while.
Yeah, we were. What a waste of time. Can I... Actually, never mind.
What is it?
You mind if I ask you a question?
Not at all. You can ask me anything.
Okay. Well, how do I phrase this? What is it about me that gave you those thoughts?
Like, what is it that I find so attractive about you?
Yeah. I'm sorry if that's an uncomfortable thing to ask, but my self-esteem is pretty low right now, so I'm kind of curious.
You're kidding me. Your self-esteem is low?
Kind of.
But you're amazing. Which is why I can't even give you a real answer to your question. There's no one thing, because everything about you is great. You're the most beautiful, wonderful person I've ever known.
Really?
Definitely. You're a complete and total catch. And I think Jeff was a damn idiot for letting you slip through his fingers.
That's sweet of you, hon. Thank you.
You got nothing to thank me for. I'm just telling the truth, not to mention trying desperately to seduce you.
Still, I appreciate it. At my age, and after a few failed relationships, it's comforting to know I haven't totally lost my appeal.
Well, not to me you haven't, which makes me wonder.
Huh?
What happened between you and Jeff? I know that you ended it, but you've never really told us why you did it.
I don't think I should get into it. It doesn't really matter anyway. All I'll say is that I wasn't enough for him.
I see, so he was looking elsewhere, huh?
Wow, you really are clever. What made you come to that conclusion?
Just a hunch, am I right?
Yes, actually, you are.
Do you know where exactly? Breaking eye contact, she looks away, troubled.
Unfortunately, I do.
Well?
I can't. God. This is so humiliating.
Come on. I can tell you just want to get it off your chest. Just tell me.
Okay. The day before we broke up, I caught him.
Caught him what?
He was in Jessica's bedroom, and he was masturbating to a pair of her panties.
Holy shit, really?
Yes, really. I'd never make up something so disgusting.
Damn, and so that was it then. You weren't able to forgive him for it?
How could I? To find out he was secretly lusting over my... It shocked me to the core.
That could have something to do with why she's been so hard on Jess lately. Maybe she's harboring some resentment towards her.
The thing is, I just don't understand it. I did everything to please him. And I mean everything.
I think I could have done without her emphasizing it.
I keep myself in shape. I consider myself to be a pretty good cook.
You are.
So where did I go wrong?
Honestly, yeah, that's a good question. You know, she did all the things. A lot of guys say they want a woman that's in shape and can cook and all that kind of thing, and that's what she was doing, and apparently, I don't know. Well, I mean, but yeah, some of you guys more in the red pill sphere would be like, well, yeah, of course he wanted a younger woman, but man, that's her daughter. That's pretty fucked up, I think, because, like, that would make him her stepfather in a way, and that, I still think that's kind of weird. Like, I don't think, I've always kind of thought that's weird. Like, if you're somebody's step-parent, you're not supposed to get in bed with them. I don't care how old they are. It's just weird, man. You don't do that kind of shit. I think it's really bizarre.
What did he see in Jess that I don't have?
Nothing at all. As I said, he was a complete idiot. Any guy would be more than lucky to have you. And I do mean any guy.
You really do mean that, don't you?
I do.
Oh, hon. You have no idea how much it means for you to say that.
You're welcome. This feels familiar.
It's just that ever since I broke up with Jeff, I've felt as if I was undesirable. As if no man would ever be truly and completely happy with me. But you're helping me to see that that might not be true.
Definitely not. And I promise I'll keep reminding you of that as long as you need. As she gazes deeply into your eyes, you once again feel the same spark you did last time. Only this time it seems a little more electric. A little more intense. Okay, this is it. The moment of truth. Kiss her now or take a chance and wait for another opportunity. As your lips press against hers, your mother's body freezes in surprise, and then, just for just the briefest of moments, you can feel her kissing you back.
What the?
I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
No, you... I might hold you to that.
Good, because I don't ever want to forget... I don't ever want you to forget how awesome you are.
As long as you're around, I don't think that'll happen.
Maybe now I should.
Well, I think I might go hit the sack. It's been a hell of a day, and I'm absolutely exhausted.
Oh, really? What? No, this isn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, I think so. But we should have these little heart-to-hearts more often.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Good night, hun.
Good night. What a fucking bust this was. Imbued with a little more confidence in herself, smiling, your mother walks upstairs. Should have gone for it when I had the chance. Idiot. Hold on. Well, then let's go back.
No, I'm lost for words.
It's just that I think you're so beautiful, Anne. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, God.
And I think you might have wanted it, too.
What? What gave you that idea?
Maybe I'm just imagining it, but you kind of seem to reciprocate the kiss.
You're out of your mind. You know that? I did no such thing.
If you say so.
I do say so. You know what? I think I'm going to my room.
Flustered by what just happened, she gets off the couch and heads for the stairs. Oh, fuck, did I just mess this up again?
Actually, I think I'll take this with me. I need a drink.
All right, night.
Good night. And please, just forget this ever happened.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, that's what the wine's for.
After another deep breath, she goes upstairs to her bedroom. Honestly, I can't tell if I fucked that or not. I mean, I'm positive she kissed me back, so I'm sure there are at least some feelings for me. Not only that, but she also took the rest of the wine upstairs with her, which is a key component I'm gonna have any shot. It's a key component if I'm gonna have any shot at seducing her. I think I might just wait down here for a while until she falls asleep. Once that happens, I'll pay her a visit to see just how effective these series of events have been. You wait downstairs and watch TV until just after 3 a.m. Oh, man, I'm tired, but it's about that time. Thank God, any longer and I might have dozed off. Springing off the sofa, you go upstairs to your mother's bedroom. Oh, man. She should be asleep by now, so as long as I keep quiet, I don't think she'll wake up. Great, she's out cold. Better still, it looks like she drank all the wine. Now let's see if things can go a little smoother this time. As gently as possible, you slowly crawl onto
her
bed.
What's he doing here? I'll just pretend I'm asleep for now.
And with your eyes locked on the prize, you carefully remove them.
Took my panties off? What's he planning to do?
Nice, I'm sure she'd normally wake up from that. Lucky for me, she's pretty liquored up now. Or so you thought. Okay, here goes nothing. After you quickly lubricating your fingers, you tentatively insert your fingers into her
first
pussy.
The kiss? And now he puts his fingers inside me? Why am I letting him do it? But it feels nice. Why am I letting...
Oh, there's no voice there. That's right, don't wake up just yet. As you start sliding your fingers in and out faster, her moaning also begins to grow louder.
Fuck it. I'm too turned on to think about it anymore.
She's already getting wet even faster than the last time, I think. Yeah, she's definitely getting into it. There's no doubt in my mind that she's loving this.
I wonder what he'll do if I say his name.
What? Did she just say my name?
Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
She did. Holy shit. I think she might even be dreaming about me. Fuck, that's so hot. As she lightly squirms in her sleep, the squishing sound of your sopping wet fingers grows louder and louder. That should be enough. If she were any wetter, she'd be squirting. Taking your fingers out of her, you carefully remove your pants. And with your dick already rock hard, you slide it into her pussy.
Oh, fuck. He's inside me. Mike is inside me.
Ugh, I feel so good inside her. Ever so slowly, you push your cock deeper inside her. That's it. Take all of it. You know you want to.
Oh, God. Yes.
Just hearing her moan like that is such a turn on. It could almost come right now. But I can't. At least not yet. As you've begun pumping more vigorously, your body also begins to squirm more and more.
Hon. Don't stop. Please. Don't. Maybe I should wake up now. I want more. Still, I should act surprised.
She's woken up. Just stay calm. Act like nothing's happening. Shh, just let it happen. You know you want to. Surprised by her complete lack of resistance to what you're doing, you continue fucking her wet pussy.
I'm dreaming. He's definitely.
No, this is really...
Tell me I'm dreaming. Tell me... This is okay.
This is turning me on so... Oh, no, that's... With lust-filled eyes, she waits for you to answer what she so desperately wants to believe. That's because it's only a dream... Excuse me. That because it's only a dream, she can justify giving in to it. Yes, it is. It's all just a dream.
I knew it.
I can hardly believe it. She's actually letting me fuck her. Elated by just how well things turned out, you begin pounding her even harder.
Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you can.
Thrusting back and forth with her sweat glistening in the moonlight as you penetrate her as deep as you can, you feel yourself reach the brink of orgasm. I'm gonna come!
Do it. I want it inside me.
You sure?
Yes. Oh, God, yes! It's just a dream!
All it takes is a few more pumps before you come. It's happening! Fuck!
That's it! Fill me up! I want it all! I want every last drop!
With a feeling of euphoria like you've never experienced before, you come into her deep... Well, you come deep into her soft, warm pussy. That was so fucking amazing.
It was. Though, I hope you're not done just yet, because I was thinking you could flip me over and...
Huh? Fuck! Okay. Now what? Elizabeth's story will continue in season 2. We're done. Almost 5 of 5. Okay, so most of the characters are ready for season 2. There's not much else left with Lust Theory season 1. So we're going to go ahead and just finish the last of it next week. And we'll be running right into season 2. I said I was going to... You know, run right into season 2, but it looks like Elizabeth's story took a lot longer than I expected. So now we've only got Megan, Zoe, and I think Nicole and Ellie, and that's it. And then after that, we're on to the season two, and I'll have to install it. It's a massive season. So I actually have to drag stuff out of my hard drive, or solid state, just to get this shit so it can install. All right, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory. Stay tuned.